for this Thursday, January 4th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. North Posey Baseball posted on Facebook that University of Evansville baseball head coach Wes Carroll will be speaking to the Vikings baseball program this coming Monday at 4:15. This talk is open to all the North Posey High School student-athletes that are not in a winter sport. They say they are also opening it up to any Cub baseball players as well. The meeting will take place in Coach Kirkman's classroom. Some news just outside of Posey County is Evansville Mayor Stephanie Terry has announced her plan for the first 100 days of her administration. That meeting took place yesterday morning at the mayor's office. The mayor's overall goals for her 100-day roadmap include building a strong team of collaborative, creative city leaders and create a culture of transparency, accountability, and accessibility. Build support with local, state, and federal government leaders and key business leaders to address neighborhood and economic development. Continue to intentionally engage the community to strengthen public trust and confidence and build a Team Evansville approach to city success. She also mentioned beginning to address critical issues in the city, including public safety, infrastructure improvement, and neighborhood revitalization. Mayor Terry called this plan ambitious, but says these next 100 days will set the tone for the next 4 years. The very first objective is to schedule a traveling city hall for each month, making herself and city department heads available to the public. In the first month of the plan, Terry says she'll finish filling out her team, including the appointment of a police and fire chief. Then her eyes turn to public safety with her Safe Evansville plan. Mayor Terry is also looking to create several committees, giving her feedback from the city's youth, religious leaders, and educators. In addition, she hopes to meet with county, regional, and state leaders to discuss goals that benefit not just Evansville but surrounding areas. The first 100 days will end on April 9th. Now, that's the day that Mayor Terry will deliver her first State of the City address, updating us on the progress of these goals. A former employee of the University of Evansville turned himself in Wednesday afternoon for stealing panties. That's according to an affidavit. Police say Zachariah Brock, who was employed at the university as a locksmith, voluntarily came to EPD headquarters to speak with officers. During the interview, investigators say Brock told them he went into the victim's dorm room and stole some of her panties. The affidavit states Brock also admitted to knowing the victim since they went to the same high school. Before the interview, investigators say the UE head of facilities uncovered a collection of women's underwear in Brock's desk. Zachariah Brock, 20 years of age, was arrested and booked into the Vandenberg County Jail without bond. He faces charges of burglary and theft. Switching to some sports news from last night, Evansville men's basketball lost to Indiana State 87-73. It's the first time this season that the Aces have lost back-to-back games. Yasin Toomey had a double-double with 19 points and 10 rebounds. Kenny Strawbridge Jr. also chimed in with 15 points. Evansville slips to 10-4 on the year and 1-2 in the conference. The Aces return home on Saturday against Murray State. That is a 1 o'clock tip-off. It was a rough night on the road for the Indiana Hoosiers men's basketball team as they got thumped at Nebraska 86-70. Khalil Ware had a double-double for the Hoosiers with 20 points and 10 rebounds. IU is now 10-4 on the season and 2-1 in the Big Ten. They are home Saturday evening against Ohio State. From the NBA last night, the Indiana Pacers started their 5-game homestand off with a 142-130 win over the Milwaukee Bucks. The Pacers have now won 5 straight games, improved to 19-14. Tyrese Halliburton had 31 points and 12 assists to pace Indiana. The Pacers continue their homestand on Friday against the Atlanta Hawks. Coming up this evening in local sports, both USI women's and men's basketball teams are in action at home against Tennessee State. The women's game will tip off at 5 o'clock as USI is 7-5 on the year and 2-0 on the OVC. The men's game will follow around 7:30 as the Screaming Eagles sit at 4-11 overall and 1-1 in the OVC. That wraps up your news and sports for this Thursday, January 4th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. If you have any news tips, you can send them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Enjoy your Thursday. Your weather forecast is next.